WDAPX Mobile on 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Golf.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. A little different today. Sorry about being on the missing list last few days. Company truck went in for repairs, and I am told they're going to end up getting rid of it. So, there you go. I'm back in a minivan for now, and I guess they're going to be setting another van up. And, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an interesting adventure here this year.
Oh, you're going to have to tell me a little details about this $6,000 of repairs needed. You're kind of changing my mind on buying a new pickup truck.
No, don't let it get you too excited. In fact, I really don't understand why they're not fixing it. The car's got over 100,000 miles, and it needs basic maintenance. Tie rod ends, needs a full brake job. I guess the biggest thing is the AC. Something happened to the AC unit. Something about the condenser has issues, and also the compressor and a bunch of other stuff on that. And I mean, to be honest with you, if it was me, I'd just say don't worry about the AC and fix the other stuff. The other stuff's just general maintenance. It's nothing that makes me feel bad about it, you know. I mean, to be honest with you, I put the money into it and keep driving it. There's virtually no rust. The truck has only got 100,000 miles on it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. You know, $1,000 to do brakes, that's typical, maybe $1,200. Tie rods, maybe $500 for, depending on how many tie rods there are.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's got a host of things that need to be done, and they were going to do a tune-up, transmission flush, because it hesitates when you get to a certain, if you get right at the point of shifting, it hesitates a little bit. Nothing a transmission flush probably won't take care of. It's like I said, it's just general maintenance stuff that, you know, might have been better if it was done along the route, but, you know, it's one of those things. And to be honest with you, I never noticed anything like swaying or anything that made the truck feel unsafe. The only thing I noticed is it needed the brakes, and so there you go.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. My last pickup truck, I needed to replace all the hydraulic pipes for the braking system. And you actually had to drop the transmission in order to get access to those stainless steel tubes because, well, one, they kind of rotted out after a couple of years, but to get access to those control pipes just amazes me.
Yep, understood, understood. So, yeah, like I said, I'm kind of disappointed, but at the same time, I really don't mind driving the van. So, you know, whatever the boss decides, he decides, and I'm going to go with it. But, again, my opinion is I think they should fix it. I really do, but there you go. Oh, so anyway, so now I'm up early, well, a little early, not bad. I've got to drive over to Lewiston and work on an ambulance. We're removing a radio out of one ambulance and moving them over to another, so.
Okay, well, sounds like a fun job for the end of the week. How's Dad doing?
Dan's doing good. He's over in rehab right now. In fact, I was going to give him a call probably in the next 15, 20 minutes and visit with him. I got to run into town first, grab a couple things from the shop, and then I'll be on my way over. But, yeah, they're doing good. No complaints as of right now.
Okay, sir. Hey, we'll listen for you later this afternoon for any updates. ACATT, you get a little sketchy.
Sounds good, yep. You know where I am. WDATX Mobile, switch to 86.
And he has mobile.
And 8 DMH, monitoring.
And 8 DMH, W8NWO.
Morning, Nelson. How are we doing?
Morning, Drake. Doing well. Also, probably going to lose you here in just a minute. I just wanted to jump in real quick and say hi. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, well, we're doing great. We're coming back after a long week of traveling. I went down to Holland on Monday, did some work down in Holland, then went down to Chicago, had training there until yesterday, came back to Stevensville, stayed in Stevensville, was supposed to do work in Benton Harbor, and then plans changed, and now I'm headed to Holland again.
Oh, wow. Definitely are traveling a lot. Is this all company related, or you got other things going on the side?
Oh, it's all company related. I'm just looking forward to getting home and sleeping in my own bed, because, tell you what, hotel mattresses are not that great, and I kind of want to be able to make my own food and eat that. I haven't been able to do that for a week. I'm kind of getting tired of eating takeout. I mean, I'm not paying for it, but it's not the same.
Yeah, fine business. I understand about the bed. Okay, sir, well, I'm probably out of the computer cover area, close to it. So I better say 73 and get myself into work. W8NWO.
You're actually in it. I can tell you're out there, but, yeah, you're still in it pretty decently. But, yeah, I'll let you go then. So good to know that my hotspot is still working. I'm still south of Holland by 30 minutes, so I'm coming in a really fun way. I'm cross-moding from Yaesu System Fusion into DMR and then going into the DMR patch. It's a clunky system, but it's working. I don't have a DMR radio in the work van yet. I got to work on that, though. 73 Nelson, NATMH Mobile. ECADG, NATMH Mobile on the link system.
Good morning, Drake. How's Chicago treating you? Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Well, Chicago itself treated me well. The traffic, however, did not. But that was to be expected. How's it going, Mr. Jim?
Hey, yesterday was a rainy day. Today looks like a clear day. Life changes. That's okay.
A sunny day is always a good day. Yeah, we had rain down in Chicago. We actually had thunderstorms when I was down there. I think it was on Wednesday. But it was nothing crazy. So, anyway, lots of things that I learned and also discovered that was the first time ever doing that class, and it was quite the show. It was interesting and lots of chaos.
Did you find any fun places to go for restaurants for lunch, like Portillo's, hot dogs, or anything like that?
Oh, come on. You got to go to Portillo's when you go down there. It's a requirement. My boss actually called me, and he's like, you didn't bring any Portillo's back? So, anyway. No plans for Portillo's. Had the famous chocolate cake shake, of course, and all that fun stuff. So, anyway. Yep. I learned a lot about the new trunk repeater system. The new repeater is strictly for trunking only. The GTR repeater is not going away. It's staying for systems, but the DVR M12 system is surprisingly modular and very redundant. You can put up to 12 transceivers in a rack. The transceivers themselves do not have their own PAs. There's 6 PAs per rack, up to 6 PAs per rack. You only need 6 PAs for 12 channels, and the way they're doing that is they're using linear amplifiers, and there's no combining or anything like that. Everything is done with phasing harnesses. It's quite spectacular. You can remote in, change all the frequencies on all your channels, and not have to retune a single thing, and it'll just work. If you lose a PA, you still have all your voice channels, you just lose a little bit of power. It's pretty incredible.
Wow, that's pretty, well, that's definitely modular, as you said, plug and play almost. You got to kind of think about that, then you can standardize all the PAs. Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense.
And here's another really cool thing. One rack can hold 6 PAs, 12 transceivers, all of the connecting equipment, and the power supplies. You can have an entire trunking system in a single rack now. Minus, you know, your microwave backhaul and whatever. But even then, there was still room in the rack. You could fit all that in there. Like, you can have an entire 12-channel trunking site in a single rack. I couldn't believe it.
I guess my only question is, did they have to build in an air conditioning system into the rack?
The only cooling there is for the PAs. And the signal coming out of each transceiver is less than about a milliwatt or something like that. And then those amplifiers boost it up, of course. But your channel spacing can be like 25 to 50 kilohertz or something like that with all those amplifiers. And it works great. You can even do split band. You can have, half your channels be 800 meg, your other half be 700 meg. They don't have anything for UHF or VHF yet. It's strictly 7800 right now. I don't know if they're going to change that, but it's pretty neat. And the new site controller, the transceivers are powered over power over Ethernet, believe it or not. And you have two links going to each transceiver going to the site controller. And the DSC-8500, the site controller, you have two of those. One of them can support up to 12 channels. If you have two of them, you get 24 channels. Of course, you'll probably have to add another rack at that point, but the DSC-8500, I believe, if I remember correctly, was also redundant internally. And I think what they were really going for was redundancy like crazy with the system.
Oh, well, I guess I see a request for funding for every county to get, two repeater sites or two control sites? Okay, my tax dollars went up. Okay, but that's okay. Hey, good to hear you out there, sir. I'm going to go back to making breakfast, ACATG.
Have fun, Mr. Jim. Any DOH mobile. Talk and talk.
UH testing.
KV5, CJO, working good.
Hey, thank you, sir. I'm just got home here, and I have access to a remote base. Thanks to a fellow ham, and I'm just testing it out here.
Hey, Drake.
Yeah, you're full quieting into the system. Audio's good.
Perfect. That's what I want to hear. What have you been up to?
Oh, same old, same old. It's programming radios and doing a little bit of troubleshooting and antenna work, and that's been about it today. It's been pretty quiet, actually. Not a busy day for Friday.
Hey, and not busy Friday is always a good Friday, though.
Absolutely, yeah. It means I get out of here on time and don't have to worry about any last-minute deadlines. So, yeah, I like Fridays being should all be. Unfortunately, they're not, but this Friday is, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I was down in Illinois for most of the week, and then came back yesterday after, I went to Stevensville yesterday, and then this morning stopped in Holland, and did some work there. They were having, Hudsonville Ice Cream was having some radio issues, discovered that, using the service monitor, discovered that there's a lot of adjacent systems that are insanely strong, causing intermod. So, gonna have to play around with some filtering on that. That's not really my problem, though. I was driving through, and there was nobody really available down at the Holland location. So, they asked me to go stop by there. That's their problem. I just diagnosed it. So, but I was down in Illinois for Motorola training on the new DBR M12 trunking, Astro trunking repeater system. And holy cow, is that a sophisticated and very redundant system.
Well, did you learn anything new? You grasp me at all? So, sounds like it's some really great technology. So I guess this is some new new firmware and new software that's coming out for some of the new repeater systems.
I did. I learned that you can fit an entire 12 channels for a trunking site in a single rack with redundant PAs for each channel. If you lose one or two PAs, you can still have all your voice channels just at reduced power because the PAs are linear and everything like that. And what's really neat is there's no combiners or anything. I mean, there is, but they're not cavities. Everything is just literally connected together with splitters. So you can remote in, change your frequencies on any site you want. That's a DBR M12 site anyway. You can change your frequencies to anything in that band that the system is made for. You don't have to tune anything. You just type it in, boom, you're good to go.
Wow, and so all that's done through IP, so you can do it through remote IP and not have to worry about retuning duplexers. That's great. Yeah, that's what you like. Less labor, less intense frustration. So, yep, that's really nice, and especially having redundant backup systems, which in today's day and time, that's will come in handy. The only thing I get concerned about, I'm sure you know about, is EIP going down, or you know, the entire internet network system going offline. Then it's then you're going to have to have an analog or a backup plan.
That's why you have redundant IP systems. Like if you do a microwave, you have redundant links. And then if you lose one, you still have the other ones. If you lose both, then well, then I guess you're SOL. So, anyway. That's that. All right, sir. I'm going to let you go. I got to do some chores. I've been gone for a week, so I probably should do some catching up. I just wanted to play with this and see how it was working. And so, thanks for coming back to me. Good to talk with you, and maybe we'll catch you back out here on your waves again. Any UMH.
NTOH, KB5ZJO, yeah, we'll be out here. We'll be out here, get here not very long from right now. And then tomorrow morning, probably about 6:30, going up to Cadillac for the ham fest. I don't know if we're going to be there, but we'll be riding along with another ham operator. But we will be making our way down there if you're heading that way. I don't know if you're going or not, but we'll look for you if you are.
No, I won't be there. I got some previous engagements, so I won't be able to make it to that one. I didn't even make it to the Traverse City swap this year. I gotta go to some swap. I got stuff to sell. So Maybe to the next one. I don't know which one, what other ones you're going to be going to, but I guess maybe at some point. 7-3 and 8 units.
All right, we'll catch you later, but yeah, I'm sure there'll be, yeah, there's other ones that we go to besides that one, yeah, between now and July, so there'll be at least two or three others not too far away. Probably not as close as Cadillac, but, yeah, there'll be some other opportunities. We'll probably be at one of those, so maybe we'll see you at one of them. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the cool weather. I guess our forecast kind of went backwards. It looked like our temperatures are showing a little bit cooler than what they showed earlier. So I guess we got a little bit more of that Canadian air that pushed south. So anyway, we'll take whatever we get. It's okay. I'm sure the warm weather will be hitting us here in a couple weeks. Catch you later. KB5 at DJO Mobile.
Six of these CWs.